Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Yeah. I don't think there is any other medium na mas immediate yung audience feedback. Oh, parang yung objective reality of what is going on here.
Sipi mo, tuwang tawa ka dun sa joke mo. Ah. Tapos nung ginawa mo sa stage, walang tumawa. So, bambilib na bilib ka pa sa sarili mo, nakakatawa to. Pagdating mo sa stage, wala.
Hi, I'm Carl Javier, CEO of Pomo Podcast, and you're listening to A Better Normal. In this episode, I'm talking to GB Labrador. GB is a comedian, the founder of Comedy Manila, and a host of the Cool Pals podcast. We met because I used to run a bar, and at this bar, GB would hold open mic nights. And so we wind up talking about the bar and about open mics a lot in this interview.
Ay, maraming salamat sa lahat na nakikinig ng A Better Normal. Ako po si GB Labrador, isang stand-up comedian na mapapanood niyo sa mga Comedy Manila shows at sa The Cool Pals.
May quick story ako bago ako mag-proceed sa mga tanong. Nung nagkita tayo sa Linya Linya Land, kasama ko wife ko, first time ko ma-introduce sa'yo, no? So tinuro kita, si GB. Pare, na-starstruck siya. He's the one in the movies.
Oo. Oo. Alam mo, swerte noon kasi si Mico Livello is the director. Sobrang supportive siya sa aming mga comedians. So mga comedians kinuha niya ako, si James, si Donna Carriaga. Yan. Tapos sabi ko, ang swerte nitong gig na to kasi talagang mapapanood na ako nationwide. Sa lahat ng sinehan.
Gumawa kayo ng tokusatsu film with him, di ba?
Yes, so yung Mighty Robo V. Sobrang ano. Ang galing kasi na, medyo nakukuha na ni Mico yung humor namin. So, yung mga character involved sa mga ginagawa niyang pelikula, parang medyo naka-mold na sa amin. So, salamat sa Mico.
Ako, I'm a big fan of Mico. Yung first film pa lang niya. So, parang, sobrang nag-connect sa akin, no? Yung OFW stories, yung ganyan. But the thing I'm referencing here, just for the audience to know, in case hindi pa nila nakikita si GB, ay yung MTRCB ad where maraming Cool Pals participation, no? So I love that kasi that's the first MTRCB ad that I found that is entertaining.
Ay, salamat. Actually, sobrang laugh trip nung, ano na yun, nung shoot na yun, medyo laugh trip. Kasi, 'di ba yung sa eksena na 'yon? Ah, hindi pwede 'to sa bata. Ganoon kasi may isang pelikula doon, 'di ba, yung sayang. Tapos ang sabi ko kay Direk Mico, ang gawin natin, pagpapasok na ng sinihan yung pamilya, yung tatay lilihis papunta doon sa R8. Sa R18. So, nung sinabi ko, "Ha? Alam ko na. Sige, kayong tatlo doon. Ako dito."
Ganda. So, tapos gusto ko yung cutaway and then yung I love you honey. Maganda yung, ang ganda ng timing. Anyway, bago to maging parang pure fan love lang for GB, I wanted to ask, so for those who are unfamiliar, GB has been at the forefront of comedy for a very long time. Nagkakilala kami, parang mid-2010s, something like that. Medyo matagal-tagal na yata.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 10 years, parang ganon.
I think to Josel.
Yes.
Nicolas. Because
yes, Josel Nicolas.
Nagkasama kami ni Josel sa open mic and then he offered to do open mic sa Uno Morato.
Yes.
Isa sa mga pinaka-old bar. sobrang saya ng venue na yon. Kasi kahit konti lang yung tao na pupush through namin yung show. Tapos sobrang raming books, yung comic books pa. So sobrang ganda na.
Now, yun nga, meron kayong show, you have a hit podcast, you're selling out venues. Nakita ko yung Best of Comedy Manila na biggest venue. And so, ngayon, sobrang on the rise. A lot of friends I know, pinapanood kayo, yung iba't ibang comedians dyan. But can you paint us a picture of what the scene looked like nung nagsimula ka? Yung, kasi itong point of view comedy, nung nagsimula kayo, hindi pa siya dominant. So, for people na hindi nila ma-imagine ang panahon na hindi sikat si Victor Anastasio at Red Oliero at yung buong grupo, parang what was it like nung nagsisimula kayo?
Mahirap talaga siya mag-practice kasi open mic is where we practice. So yung mga open mic rooms namin noon, libre pa, free entrance, walang bayad. Tapos madalas, since nga hindi kilala, madalas yung audience namin hindi alam merong stand-up that night kung nasan sila. So parang ang tawag na nga ng mga Malaysian comedians when I tell them, it's like the guerrilla open mic. Kasi yung audience doesn't know there's open mic. Pagdating namin doon, biglang may sasampa sa stage. Hey, welcome guys. There's open mic tonight. So yung mga tao, minsan 4-5 lasing na. O kaya meron silang meeting. O kaya meron silang sarili nilang ginagawa na hindi sila maikinig. So ganung kami nagsimula. Madalas friends. Siyempre may mga friends na manunood. Yung audience, puro mga friends. Until eventually nagkaroon ng magandang mga venues like Uno Marato, Tomato Kick, wherein nagkaroon ng following yung open mic. But it took us siguro, nagsimula ako mag-put up ng open mic 2009 eh. Hanggang ngayon, I always organize open mics. Nagkaroon siya ng following in a way na merong group of friends na manunood because they enjoyed the comedy. So nakasurvive kami dahil sa mga yun. So salamat sa lahat nang nakiano sa amin. Pero talagang sobrang struggle. Minsan, ang ingay. Dahil hindi nila alam yung nangyayari. So, it was very hard to test jokes. Pero ang maganda dun sa process na yon, dahil mahirap yung environment, naging tight yung material. Naging talagang nakakatawa yung jokes kasi kailangan niya kumuha ng attention eh. So, I think yun yung naging benefit ng working a very tough audience or tough environment sa ng stand-up dito. Sa ibang bansa, tinatanong nila, ba't ang kami yung punchline? One of the questions like, you guys have so many punchlines per joke. Like, why? And I said, because in our audience, if we do a long setup, they don't have time to listen because they're not there to... Wala eh. Kumbaga parang, hindi naman kami dito na para manood ng comedy. Pero once you get them to listen, to laugh, na-hook mo siya. Yes. 5 minutes lang, masarap na yung feeling na nakuha mo yung attention nila for 5 minutes. So, that helped, made us a bit tight yung material, saka yung comedy.
Yung dinidescribe mo ngayon, yung hostility, kasi dalawa yan, parang one is hostility and the other is indifference. Ano yung mas nakakasalubong nyo dati?
Hostility.
Talaga ayaw nila, parang tumahimik kayo dyan.
Hindi naman, kumbaga parang yung hindi sila nagpe-pay attention. Madalas yung audience will not pay attention. Kasi yung Friday open mics, okay pa. Yung Wednesday open mic, talagang may mga tao na they just want to hang out. Not for comedy. So hindi sila naikinig. So talagang walang help. They're not helping yung. Pero yung hostility naman yung friendly. Ang hecklers natin dito friendly eh. Sa Pilipinas.
Ah, paano?
They think they're helping. Oo. Ikaw ba naman na
example?
Stage ka? Oo, tama. Ganyan, gawa ganun sila. Oh, bata. Kuwari, naalala ko si James, nagsiset siya ng sino mga batang 90s dito? Ganyan. Oh, naalala niyo pa ba? Dragon Ball. Tapos yung tao, nagbibigay na sobrang kami na ng example na binibigay. Oh, Sedi. Tapos, ang batibot. Okay, tama na. Okay, may mga tao na parang hindi nila alam na hindi talaga kailangan sumagot ng audience pero they'll answer, tama, oo, tama sa China nga, ganun. Ganun sila. Hindi kailangan sumagot. Pero over time, na medyo na-educate na yung audience. Actually, yung podcast, malaking tulong sa pag-educate ng audience and getting a much more wider reach. So, lahat na nakikita nyo na progress sa stand-up, malaking tulong yung podcasting.
na-intriga ako kasi for, syempre for entrepreneurs na nagbubuo ng bagong product or bagong service, top idea is user education, getting people to understand ano ba yung ginagawa nyo. So, kinikwento mo na pupunta kayo din magko-comedy kayo. Nag-e-explain ba kayo? I remember dati nag meron kang konting spiel na this is point of view comedy ganyan. Yes. Ngayon hindi na kailangan, pero dati how did you do it? And how long did it take para ito maging something?
Up until daw sa open mic, we still do the disclaimer. We still explain what's happening. Lalo na sa open mic kasi for stand up to flourish talaga, for any art naman, wala dapat ano eh, walang bawal. So sa open mic, walang bawal. So any topic can be joked about. So para to prepare the audience for that, mayroon kaming disclaimer. Okay, now you'll be hearing jokes from clean to obscene. Okay, prepare yourself. So and then we assure them that even though medyo yung topic could be found insensitive or ano, we just tell them that it was ano, it is meant to make you laugh. So we assure them from the start, like everything that you hear tonight was all meant to make you laugh, you know. And then the rules, my definition of a joke will be, if you don't find the joke funny, I always say like jokes are only two things, funny or not. And if you don't find the joke funny, you just wait for the next joke. So
if you don't find it funny, bawal manampal.
Totoo. Will Smith, kung nakikinig ka. pero up until now we still do the disclaimer, especially at open mic, kasi nga medyo through the years medyo nag-up din yung level ng ano yun, ng yung pag-cancel ng kina-cancel yung mga comedians. So medyo delikado ang stand up on that part kasi nga walang restrictions eh, walang bawal. It's a matter of how creative you can get with your punchline.
And if you wind up in a space na hindi pa rin gets ng audience, pwedeng maging delikado? Have you ever...
Like in a way, it might put the audience in a awkward or parang na ano sila, na na-offend na sila. So, yan, dyan din yung you have to put in a good host for the open mic to get the audience back, explain again, or get them in a... So, yeah. Over the years, medyo nagigets na namin how to handle the Filipino audience. So... pero hindi pa rin kami bumibitaw sa pagsabi ng disclaimer or pag-explain what's happening sa open mic lang naman. Pag it's a paid show, they know what's happening na.
Pumunta na sila, nagbayad nila sila, so gets na nila.
Yes.
One of the things that I admire about your work, no, ikaw like personally, is I've seen you be a mentor and I've seen you help to cultivate. So obviously, one, natatawa ako sa stand-up mo. Pero beyond that, parang ang dami mong na-enable na other comedians. And I don't know how much you own it or ano, but how did you go from being a stand-up comedian to being sort of a leader of comedians?
I guess it happened, ano, kasi I organized open mics. So when yun I lang. Organized open mics, I think it all started there. I get to know them, I get to know their comedy, and then because I kasi yung pagsampa sa stage, baka siyang pupunta kayo palagi sa gere. Like, okay. Like, let's say you have 10 comedians in the lineup. Para kayong mga sundalo. So the host will be like, okay guys, ito yung kalaban natin, apat na lasing. So I'll be the first one. So I'll go up on stage, try to win them over. Okay guys, ganito, yung apat na lasing, mahilig sa bastos. Okay, so if you have any jokes that are, at ano. So as we kept doing that, medyo may trust na sila sa akin because we fought so many wars together. We've been through many stages together. And then I got to know them. So it was easy for me to formulate what kind of shows we can do, where they'll be, where one comedian will be more effective. Ganyan. So parang nakita ko na sila where they will be in this world of comedy. Para, oh, to, maganda to. Mag-end ka dito or you have 15 minutes already. Kasi I also enjoy their comedy. Eh. So I'm a big fan of each and every one of them. So it was not really hard for me to gain their trust when it comes to giving them tips or giving them my suggestions. So very welcome sila when they... May mga iba kasi parang may siguro may mayabang nadating na pagbigay ng advice or suggestion, and there's a friendlier way. So I guess my way is more friendlier than others. Hindi ako nagtuturo eh. Pagkumbaga parang, hindi ako yung parang lecture type. I always do, when I do workshops, I just tell a story of how I did it, kung ano yung mga,
okay,
yung mga totoong nangyari na sa akin, based sa akin, based more on sa akin. So I guess that helped them more.
So walang moment na it's time, kailangan ko buuin ito. Ganon, wala kang, it just happened dahil nagpapa-open mic ka.
Yes, it happened because kaka-open mic namin, I noticed and I saw that the comedians are ready. They're ready now to do longer sets. They're ready now to put up. And then I get to travel din nung time na yon, and nakita ko yung mga klase ng shows. Sabi ko, kaya ni namin to eh. James has 15, si Victor has 15 minutes, Red has 15 minutes. So sabi ko, oh, konti na lang pupunuin para 1 hour and 30 minute show. So sabi ko, kailangan ma-spotlight na yung mga comedians natin. So yun yung reason ng Comedy Manila as a production house, to provide the stage for the comedians, yung mga deserved na comedians natin. So sabi ko, yan, okay na. Kasi tagal na namin tatrabaho eh. So, ang naging purpose ng Comedy Manila is to get our comedians paid, our comedians given a stage, ganyan. So, para maging ano na siya, parang, kasi lahat kami merong side job, may day job, ganyan. So, gusto ko stand-up will be a money-making work na for them, para at least wag na sila bumitaw. Kasi yun din yung kailangan eh. That's why I always kept the open mics alive, is that it should be open for all aspiring comedians para may stage sila na pupuntahan. Hindi pwedeng mawala. Kasi there's always one person who dreams of doing stand-up. Like kami lahat. So pag may open mic, sasampa siya, and then you're adding one more potential best comedian dito sa Pilipinas. And that will just help push everything up. And you can only inspire more people to do it when you see comedians excel and get paid and get to where they want doing comedy. So yan yung importansya ng first batch ng comedians natin. So ang kami namin ginawa, all of my ideas were to, I guess kung i-separate mo yung ginawa ng Comedy Manila, all ideas were to make sure that stand-up is promoted.
Okay.
So we went to schools, universities. Kami, nagpunta kami ng universities. We went to LaSalle, UST, Ateneo. We started planting seeds na ito, stand-up to. And then nagsasell out siya. So sold out. And then after doing the university shows, then we do the regular shows. Pero every year, we try to do a university show. And then it paid off naman in a way. May mga comedians kami na ngayon na pumunta, they will share. Pumunta kayo sa classroom namin, nag-door-to-door kayo. This is how hard we sell comedy. Ah. We went to each room in the university to sell tickets for our show. We'll do 1 to 2 minutes of jokes. And then tell them, oh, wow, this Saturday will be in Yuchenko. Tapos na-sold out siya, so ang galing. So we did like, this year we did LaSalle for how many years? 4 years ago pa yung huli. And we were able to sell out, sold out yung Yuchenko without any photos of the comedians sa poster. Just Comedy Manila at Yuchenko. So that says na parang medyo na-establish na namin yung sarili namin when it comes to stand-up.
As a comedian who's organizing these things, and ako, feeling ko kasi iisipin mo siya as the thing you're doing but also as art. And minsan may competition and may ego involved. How do you keep it in check na parang hindi magkakaingitan? Or how do you yourself na okay lang naman na mas malaki yung crowd ni ganyan, basta binubuo ko ito? How do you keep yourself there?
Well, ang mahirap yung sa egos ng comedian. That's the hardest thing for me to handle. Kasi bawat isa, fragile yan. Hindi mo lang maisama yung isa, medyo mag-ano na siya. Ba't di ako kasama sa big show? Parang so parang nakakamdaman ko yung, because I also feel that way, you know. as a performer, you don't want to be left out or parang lalo na pag big show tapos nakita sold out tapos siya lang yung hindi nakasama. So, isa sa mga mahirap na mga decisions ko yan when putting up a lineup to make sure that that they deserve, no, lahat nung nandoon. Pero I always talk to the comedians before the show starts. I tell them, you do your best on stage, not just for yourself, but also for the comedians who are not able to make the lineup because they want your spot. I always tell them, they want your spot also. And so when you do well on stage, then you're giving them, you're showing them na I deserve this spot also. And then you're just pushing them to work harder, kumbaga. So dahil nararamdaman ko yung inggit, nararamdaman ko yung ego, there's a way for me to talk to them wherein they'll get it, why they should do their best on stage. And they do their best. So yung mga comedians na hindi nakapasok, they were like, ah, okay, gets. Now I know why siya, kasi deserve nga niya with that performance. So in a way, it helps deal with the ego. Pero ang hirap, yan yung pinakamahirap talaga. You feel their heart is breaking. Nakikita ko yan. Kaya ako minsan, I always tell them, I don't do shows all the time. Sinasabi ko, siguro I have to lead by example all the time rin. Yun yung isa sa mga kailangan kong gawin. Or what I do is, you rarely see me do a special. I will be spotted most of the time at open mic. So I tell them, I do more open mics than do paid shows because I work on the craft muna. And then when I do one big show, it will be a solid show. So yung open mic is preparing you for that big show. So I always tell them, so kung wala kang big show muna ngayon, you go to open mic, prepare for that big show so that when your name is listed sa big show, you're going to kill it. You're going to really do well on stage. So kailangan kasama ko sila palagi. Or makita nila na I'm with them all throughout kahit na may malaking gig o wala. Yan. Kaya importante sa akin yung open mic. Sobrang ano niyan. Yan ang pinaka backbone ng lahat ng nakikita mong progress ng stand-up.
Wala naman ako, fan ako ng open mic.
But yung konti na lang eh.
Diba?
Open mic ka na.
Ilang years mo na ako kinukulit dito. One of the things about stand-up is mukha siyang effortless. Diba yun yung nakakaloko eh.
Oo.
Sasampa yung comedian at malamang kung ang napapanood mo ay mga Netflix special, ang uhusay na, malinis na malinis na. But actually, marami tayong napanood na open mic na medyo, sana. Eh, kita mong inaaral pa niya, iniintindi niya, yung nga yung craft level.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take for Comedy Manila? What kind of time investment did everyone put into this bago kayo naging quote-unquote ready?
Ang hirap sabihin Nakadepende talaga siya sa per comedian eh. On how you really want to improve. May comedians tayo now that is improving na 2 years pa lang siya sa stand-up, ha? Mm-hmm. Nung kami, 2 years pa lang kami, putya, hirap na kami. Pero it's up, siguro din dahil sa medyo naayos na yung audience and all. So in Comedy Manila, medyo matagal yung progress namin dahil yung audience hindi pa ready, hindi pa nakikinig. So compared sa isang comedian now that started last year that has a listening crowd, so ang bilis niya ang bilis niya din na improve yung timing niya, delivery and all. Kami may mga nights sa putang na wala tayong napala dito. So may mga nights na hindi counted siya as stage time kasi wala nangyari, walang tao or talaga wala nakikinig ganyan. But siguro mas matagal yung pag-improve ng comedians noon. Pero walang timeline eh. Unfortunately, no, you have batchmates that are still trying to find their voice on stage. Batchmates ko, 2008. So, as long as they keep practicing, then maybe tomorrow they'll be funnier than yesterday. Yung mga ganun ba? So, wala eh. Nakadepende sa'yo how bad you want to be good on stage. Ang
kailangan sampa ng sampa.
Oo, kailangan talaga. And then, ang sa akin lang is, yung nga, sampa ka ng sampa, sulat ng sulat, and then work on it. So hanggang sa yun, makikita mo na lang yung sarili mo, you have tight jokes and ano. So wala siyang timeline. for me, kaya ang importante sa akin was to build the foundation sa mga lahat na mag-open mic. It has to be a solid foundation of writing your own material. So we start with that first. I guess with any, yun yung pinaka-importante. So if there's one thing na I made sure was we have the yung mga rules na you have to write your own jokes, own material, so that when you go up on stage, it's your humor on stage, it's you. So if they like you, people like you because of your humor, yan yung humor mo. So yun yung pinaka-importante, I guess, other than in 5 years, magaling na tayo lahat. Walang ganun. Pero nung I remember talking to Red and Victor sa open mic, and I told them about the dream of Comedy Manila. The dream is to get everyone their own following. Kasi iba-iba yung humor ng bawat comedian eh. So si Red at that time do fat jokes. Si Victor, very absurdist din siya. So the dream was to get people who like absurd comedy to follow Victor. People who like to eat fatty foods to follow Red. So yung
mukha nag-work naman.
Nag-work naman. So nakakilabot kasi it took us 10 years. Pero tingnan mo naman like Red sells out theater shows, di ba? Victor sells out theater shows. I get to sell out theater shows. Si James sells out theater shows. So nangyari nga. So I think that was the most important thing that we wanted to happen. Me personally, sabi ko sa kanila, one of my dreams is to actually just watch the comedy show as an audience member. Kasi sobrang saya ng feeling na manood ng stand-up. And I want that for everyone else here dito sa Pilipinas na you get to enjoy a stand-up comedy show. Ang pinapanood mo, local comedian, Pinoy comedian, talking about things you can relate to. Yan ang difference kasi ng Phil-Am comedian eh. Yung Filipino-American comedian, we'll talk about being a Filipino in America. So pag minsan, pag bumangga kami, nagsama kami sa stage, sabihin ng tao, alam mo, mas na-enjoy ko yung show mo kasi mas nakaka-relate ako. So I want that kind of connection na nadadala ng comedy natin sa mga nanonood. Yan.
Yung time investment, no? Talaga kasi sabi mo nga, sana kumikita sila, sana may income from this.
Yeah.
Pero also, people have an awareness when they start na personal project to, art ito. Pumapasok na ba mga tao ngayon hoping to be successful or to make a lot of money out of this?
I think based on yung mga comedians like si Alex Calleja, di ba? Marami na, mapapost siya, marami niyang gamit. So yung mga comedians, so like, gusto ko rin magpatawain. Si Vice Gandang, yaman na rin, di ba? So I guess now, yes, there will be some aspiring comedians. The goal is to be famous and be rich. But again, open mic is very humbling eh.
Yes.
So
kaya hindi pa ako sumasampa, GB. So
dyan nila nakikita yung the hard work they have to put in to be that person, that comedian they want to be. So yun naman ang ini-instill. Kasi ang maganda nga, so I will be promoting open mic all throughout this conversation.
Oh, right.
Pero yun talaga eh. Like, may isang Malaysian comedian nga, he was talking to me, like, ano ang trick on how you are already 13 years doing stand-up, 14 years doing stand-up, and you still write new material. Paano ka hindi tumitigil magsulat? I said, I just go to open mic. Kasi if you are a veteran comedian and you go to open mic and you really open your eyes to what's happening, you are also reminded of why you started. You will always be reminded of why you started doing comedy when you see the young ones, the new comedians, aspiring comedians work on their material. So nakakahawa siya, sabi ko. Nakakahawa yung drive. Nakakahawa yung naalala mo yung rason why you did it. It was never for the money, really, when you start. So yung pag na-remind ka na parang, putya, gusto ko lang talaga magpatawa. That's what open mic does for me. Gusto ko lang magpatawa, putya. And then sa open mic, pantay-pantay kayo. I can be 15 years a veteran. My joke will not be funny. Pero yung kakasimula lang, putya, nakakatawa. May joke siya, nakakatawa. So yan yun eh, even playing field siya. So parang nakakababa din siya ng ego, nakakababa din siya ng ano, nung yabang, kumbaga parang wala ka pang naaabot. Parang ganun yung sinasabi.
Actually, you know, at kahit ganong katagal ka na dyan, kung hindi nakakatawa yung joke mo, hindi siya nakakatawa. Oo, walang kinalaman yung tagal mo dyan.
Totoo. Sa open mic, walang veteran-veteran lahat tayo. May chance pumalpak on stage. Parang, ano.
Makes me think of, so may idea, no, yung objective reality. And often, whether it's in art or in business o ganyan, parang may ginagawa ka, tapos ini-imagine mo, may audience ba? Or kailangan mo mag-survey or i-release mo yung products, kamo pala makikita. Yeah. I don't think there is any other medium na mas immediate yung audience feedback. Parang yung objective reality of what is going on here.
Sipin mo, tuwang tawa ka dun sa joke mo. Tapos nung ginawa mo sa stage, walang tumawa. So, bilib na bilib ka pa sa sarili mo, nakakatawa to. Pucha. Pagdating mo sa stage, wala. Sobrang ano, harsh nung ano, nung feeling na hindi, sabi niya, hindi nakakatawa yun. Yung audience yung nagsasabi. Pero ang sarap naman ng feeling, pero bawi naman siya pag may tumawa sa joke mo. So, kasi sobrang hirap nga talaga magsulat na nakakatawa eh. So, sa 10 mo sinulat, siguro isa, dalawa will be promising. Then you keep on working on those promising jokes na may potential. And then hopefully get a bigger laugh out of it. Tapos pag nakakuha ka na ng bigger laugh from that, sarap ng feeling. Nakalimutan mo na yung 8 beses na hindi ka tinawanan. So, yun yung hawakan mo eh. Yung 1 beses kang tawanan, yun yung
panahawakan mo. So, I remember open mic night na may joke, tapos masasabi natin, kasi tumatambay ako with you guys after, di ba?
Yes,
tapos
sasabihin
ko, may potential eh, pero hindi pa siya nakakatawa. And then a few weeks later, saka lang siya, uy, nakakatawa na yung joke eh. Parang iteration process din eh.
And then, ang maganda is that if you keep working on the joke, yung mga kasamahan mo din, matatawa kasi may in-adjust ka. And then yung mga kasamahan mo sa open mic will be like, ang galing nang nilagay mo na tag, or yung bagong punchline ang galing, or when you acted it out, mas agaling, ang galing. So, ganun din eh. Yun yung masaya when everyone celebrates each and everyone's success, kumbaga yung tawa. Yung isang comedian na medyo matagal nang bumabamba, tapos nakakuha siya ng magandang set, sineselebrate siya sa open mic. Lalo na kumbaga na kuha ka na opener or featured act, sineselebrate nila yan. Wow, nakagraduate ka na ng open mic.
Galing.
May sweldo ka na, parang galing.
Ako, I miss that. Yung, yun ang favorite ko, yung tapos na yung mga set, tapos tatambay, tapos talagang pag-usapan lang, how can this be fun here? Ano yung magagawa natin dito? Is that like, is it the obsession of trying to be funny? Is yung, how much of it is gusto ko magpatawa, and then how much of it is gusto ko maging craftsman, or magkadikit ba talaga yun?
Magkasama yun. I guess magkasama yun. Kasi you, na ayaw mo i-give up yung joke, will really find ways and talk to your comedy buddy. Kasi magiging magkaibigan din talaga kayo sa open mic. So you'll have
nasa gyera kayo, ganun.
Oo, nasa gyera kayo. So parang may mga tips na sila na parang pinapanood nyo isa't isa, ganyan. So pag when you approach them and then you tell them na ganito yung nangyari, ano kaya yung... Then kusa na nagbibigay ng mga suggestion. Pero magkakasama yan, yung wanting to really improve the joke right after. Madalas ako naman, tulala. Tulala ako madalas after ng set. Kasi piniplayback ko yung ginawa ko on stage. And then thinking, saan ako nagkamali, saan nag-dip, ganyan. So, kasi talagang gusto mong bumawi next time eh. Yun yung feeling ng kaya kailangan mong ayusin eh. Yung feeling mo na pag umakyat ako dyan sa stage, I'll do it better than the last time. So how do I make it better? You ask someone, you ask yourself, make your own adjustment, or you ask help from your peers. Parang ganun. Yung reason why sobrang natutuwa ako sa stand-up, kasi siya yung foundation for me, solid foundation if you want to be a writer, if you want to act. Kasi sa stand-up, you're the actor, you're the writer. So ang raming mga stand-up comedians, like in the US also, become great actors, great movie writers. Gusto ko ganun din yung path ng lahat ng local comedians or open micers. Ang ang stage ng open mic is not for you to become a great stand-up comedian. It's for you to become a great writer of comedy. And then you will land a place in comedy if you just focus on making sure you write original material all the time. Kasi ikaw yung lalabas. And then, yeah, may makita mo, may magiging magaling na artista, magiging director, writer, and they all started at open mic. And those will be the real, yun yung mga stories na magpapasaya sa akin like 10, 20 years from now when I see an open micer become really good at producing comedy on TV, movies, or writing, or as a, even as a comedian or an actor. Tapos makita mo, tangin na, isang stage lang pinagtrabawa namin. Look at you. Look at you. Parang ganun. Sobrang saya. And then he'll hire me. And that's when I make money.
Yes!
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shift ko lang ng kaunting usapan from the specific executions of comedy to thinking about social impact ng comedy nyo. And I really respect yung direction nyo na merong paninindigan kahit na hindi popular in the broader political space. Nakikita ko, lagi kayong tinitira ng trolls. lagi kayo na pag-iinitan. Pero parang nag-i-enjoy pa kayo lalo na parang pinapagtripan nyo din sila at yung nakikita kong clips mo na umiikot, usually may kinalaman sa yung mahalin mo yung DDS, yung ganyan. Yeah. Yun yung nakikita kong umiikot sa IG for you specifically. Yeah. And I remember yung nanood ako nung show ni Red tsaka ni Victor na, meron bang ano dito, BBM dito? Ganyan. So, yeah. Meron talagang pinuputan and I remember nung campaign last year, may pinaglalaban talaga kayo. And I'm wondering, paano kayo nakarating dyan? Especially given na, you know, if you look at mga comedians internationally, minsan yung mga iba sa kanila, sobrang problematic. Paano nyo ninanavigate yung space na yan?
Yung sa akin, I try to, as much, yung when it comes to politics, I navigated it very, very, carefully. You know? Kasi, ang target ko naman is magpatawa ng lahat eh. I'm not targeting to make one side of this kuwari, DDS lang, ganyan, o kaya mga supporters lang nila inipapatawanin ko. No, if I'm going to write a political joke, ang aim ko is to make both sides laugh. So that's why I wrote a joke about yung in-unfriend niya yung tatay niya na DDS. Kuwag, di ba? So para kasi, ang pinanggagalingan ko noon, ang comedian kasi sponge talaga siya. We are sponge of what kung ano yung nangyari na sikat sa Pilipinas, whether it's political election, ganyan. Nakukuha namin lahat yung energy ng lahat ng tao, the hate, the yung discussions, and then yung utak namin will try to squeeze out jokes from it based on our emotions. If we feel na parang ano ba naman yan, nag-aaway naman lahat, then so ako, I wrote a joke about, okay, mag-aaway. Mali niyo sila. Kaya so, may mga jokes naman na parang ang bobobo nitong side na to. May mga ganun eh. Like, that's why they will be pertained as someone na supporting the other side dahil they're just noticing, observing yung kabubuan ng retaliation nitong isang side na ito. So merely reacting to kung ano yung popular na kalokohan o katangahan na nangyayari. Pero for me, ito yung sinabi ko sa mga tao, sa mga comedians, nung time na sobrang init ng politika, is that, don't just rant on your social media. I said, wag lang kayong mag, yung mumurahay nyo lang, or mag-rant ka lang. No, sabi ko, if you're a comedian, make sure it's funny. Make it entertaining. Okay. Kasi we're not here, you are here to entertain, make things better for everyone, ma-absorb nila ng kung ano yung nangyayari in a way na hindi sila magagalit. So, ang sabi ko, ang advice ko is that if you're going to put out something, please make it funny. Huwag naman yung rant kasi sayang yung pagiging comedian natin kung hindi natin siya gagamitin to make people laugh. So, it's a way of medyo mag-ease yung tension, di ba? Hindi gano'n. Mm-hmm. Kasi ano yung newsfeed at that time was very, very toxic.
Uh-huh.
Like, nag-aaway lahat. So parang yun, that's where comedians will come in and say, okay, let's poke fun of certain situations na nangyayari, parang ganun. So for me, it worked well with Red that time, di ba? Maraming nag-support din sa mga shows niya because of the ano. It was hard for me personally because I didn't want to show any signs where I'm going to be siding at, no. Minsan kasi naghahanap sila ng ang comedian kasi truth tellers din sila eh. So medyo pag totoo yung ano, parang susuporta yung mga tao sa kanya. So parang there was a time na I feel na parang umaasa yung mga tao that we will attack and joke about them. Parang ganun. So may mga comedians that did it. Okay yan. We as long as it's funny. Yun lang naman ang rule ko eh. Talk about whatever as long as it's funny. So ang politics paborito namin lahat yan. Like, sobrang dali kasi. Sobrang dali. Sobrang easy. Automatic relatable ang political joke. So, we will all do it.
But that's the thing, right? Is, madali mag-joke about politics, pero mahirap maging nakakatawa. Right? Parang, it's easy to say something. It's easy to say something political.
Oh, ridicule.
But it's hard to find.
Ridicule mo lang.
Yung parang may bababaw na level, ganyan.
Yes, yung creating a creativity wherein you're taking them into a journey, may setup, and then yung punchline mo sa dulo. So yun yung training, you know, for us. Na hindi lang basta-basta yung call out mo lang dahil mukha siyang tanga. Diba? Itsura lang niya. So yun, medyo ano na siya, madali siya. It's too easy, umaga parang gano'n. So kailangan
kasi iniisip ko. Diba, may level of comedy telling us kung ano yung acceptable or showing to us, tinatanggap natin to, pero weird yung tinatanggap natin. Diba, kasama yun dun sa realm of jokes. Oh. Bakit feeling natin normal yan? And so, I guess the question is that the opportunity for more people to get into comedy is to be asking those questions?
Oo. Like a lot. Maraming mag-open na doors eh. I think dung politika ang raming pumasok ng satire, maraming cartoons na lumabas na nakakatawa.
Yes.
Everyone tried doing so many things nasa bracket ng comedy. So sobrang saya makita na to see humor in the comic strips, humor in the caricatures or ano, mga stickers, yung mga ganyan. So, iba eh. Ibang klase yung pag inopen mo yung possibility of poking fun of yung mga ganyang bagay. Nag-uusbungan yung mga iba't ibang medium. So, it helps stand-up also. Kasi satire is something that will need, ano eh, yung bi-breakdown mo yung joke. Ah, kaya pala nakakatawa kasi ganito. And then it helps yung mga tao understand more when we do it on stage. Medyo kasama siya eh.
Ah. Yung napapaisip talaga sila ng differently from kung paano sila pagpasok.
Yes. So, iba-iba, nakakatuwa. Kasi, pag nagawa na, yun din eh, pag nagawa na kasi, yun yung masakit sa current events pag comedian ka. Kuwari, eh shit, naunahan ako. Pero, gusto ko din talaga gumawa ng joke about it eh. So, you'll find a different attack, different way, different, much more creative way that is different from the first one. So, medyo mapupush ka to be more creative.
So, from political, one last question ako with international naman. Kumusta yung transition of Filipino humor to the international audiences Lalo na ngayon, pa post-COVID, I see na mas bumabiyahe kayo and stuff like
that. Yeah. Well, yung pagiging relatable, when you talk about love, relationships, yeah, mga ganyan, very relatable naman siya anywhere you go. Yung Pilipinas kasi popular siya as a third world country. And then yung si Duterte, popular siya sa buong mundo. So, I get away with some political bits also. Hindi siya ganun kahirap i-translate to English when the topics are really something that is very universal. So, ang katulad nung nandun ako lately, I talked about yung during the lockdown, yan, yung stuck kami sa bahay nung parents ng partner ko, nagawa sa kahoy. So every time we make love, umiingay yung buong bahay kasi gawa sa kahoy. They enjoyed that joke sa Malaysia kasi alam nila yung kaba na gusto mo itago yung gusto mo maging romantic kahit papaano kasi nga naka-lockdown kayo pero ang hirap. So they kind of knew and felt that, oh nga, ang hirap nga niyan. Nakakatawa yung ginawa mo. So, and then ano pa ba yung mga kahit religious jokes, yeah, I think I enjoy doing the religious bits more. Ayun, I did more religious bits than ever sa Malaysia. Tatawa, sabi ko, me personally, I'm waiting for the second coming of Jesus already. Pero isa lang nang nasa utak ng Pilipino, pag nag-second coming si Jesus, isipin namin kung papasok pa ba kami sa opisina. So tawa sila, tumatawa sila. Isang comedian nga, he was trying his best to analyze my jokes. Sabi niya, you are borderline absurdist. You have an observation, sabi niya sa akin, but you're taking it somewhere else. It is so funny, but it's so dumb. Tapos yung isa sabi niya, you're like watching... I enjoy it because I'm like watching cartoons when I see you on stage, like cartoons kasi I do sound effects, ganun na. So nakakatawa kasi may mga comedians sa first time nga mapapanood and then they'll be intrigued like paano mo naisip yan? So that is a good yung parang I take it as a pat on the back lang. Galing parang ganun.
So, I always maintain na it takes a really, really smart person to write a really stupid joke. Parang yung mga silly, dumb, absurd. Kailangan sobrang talino na nakaisip na.
Okay. Or sobrang bobo talaga minsan. Saka ako yun eh. Siguro ako, when I explain to them, sabi ko, I write jokes like, as a child. Yung ang inaano ko, yung vision ng isang bata na nag-wonder. Para may innocence and it's not going to be offensive ang labas kasi parang I'm just wondering like paano nga kung ganyan or hirap naman ganun. So parang nandun ako sa punto na parang bata ay nag-isip siguro kaya cartoons yung naiisip nila or absurd parang ganun kasi 44 na ako tapos parang yung nagsasalita 12 years old sa stage.
Alright, last question. What is something that you wish you were asked in an interview na hindi natatanong?
Kung kaya mo bang mag-stand up buong buhay mo, parang ganun.
Okay.
Kasi, totoo, pahirap ng pahirap eh, yung stand-up. Tapos, habang tumatanda ka, you get worried. Kasi sa Pilipinas din, may certain, parang di mo alam, uncertainty ang show business, ang stand-up. So, you kind of fear like, how far can I cheat this game? Kasi, parang, alam mo, I always talk to the other comedians, kahit sa mga foreigners, like parang, don't you feel like we're cheating life doing this and earning? Like, sabi ko, you got me to perform in Malaysia. Just do 10 minutes. You flew me all the way from the Philippines, got me a hotel to do 10 minutes of jokes. I feel like I'm cheating life. Like 10 minutes of my stupid jokes. People are paying to see my jokes. So parang I always wondered like, how long can I do this? And how long can I make people laugh? And how long can I do this and put my kids to school? So siguro yun yung tanong ko. Actually, more of tanong ko sa sarili ko yan. And I just enjoy the time on stage. Every time I'm on stage, I try to enjoy it as much as I can. especially at open mic. Siguro hindi ko na siya nakikita na parang titigil as long as there's a stage and a mic for us to hop on.
I've always enjoyed talking to GB and getting a lot of insight from how he thinks about comedy and about art even. So here are my three top thoughts as we wrap up this episode. Number one, immediate feedback is important. We see it in comedy because, like we said in the episode, it is automatic. As soon as you let that joke go, you know whether it worked or not. And this is actually a thing that we need to think of in our own entrepreneurship or the ways that we work. The sooner you can get feedback, the quicker that you can get better. The second is the sense of community. And the community is the audience, but it's the people who, as GB says, the people who you go to war with. Right? The people who, when you are creating something, can give you the honest feedback that you need and can buoy you. Like he says, when he feels lost or when he needs inspiration, all he needs is to look over at the young people doing it and he finds that kind of energy. So building a community to support your efforts. And then the last one is, there is no fixed timeline for getting better. It's not like if I've been doing something for 2 years or 3 years, I should be good. In the conversations, we said, sampa lang ng sampa. And that ties in with the feedback, but it means you need to keep going at it. And at some point, maybe you'll make that breakthrough that you need. But it's a commitment to going, doing the work. So I really, really love this conversation. And I hope that you've learned a lot from it. Thank you to GB for sharing his time with us. And thanks to you listeners for also showing up and having a few laughs and learning a little bit in the process. And thank you to the team behind this episode. Producer Geraldine Pascual, audio editor Mark Casillan, and the rest of the Puma Podcast crew. I've been your host, Carl Javier, and you've been listening to A Better Normal. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can follow Puma Podcast on all the socials and follow me on IG. It's at Carl Javier, Carl with a C. If you liked this episode, please do me and at least one of your friends a favor. Tell a friend about this episode and this podcast so we can build a community of people making a better normal.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.